Okay, today's daf is daf Mem in Maseches Nedarim. We just have to, a few points to finish up on daf Lamed Tes Mem Beis. We're going to start from the second wide line on Lamed Tes Mem Beis Tanya, which is first to note the Behuda that I alluded to yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned the seven items that were Nivra, Kodem, Shenivra Ha'olam. Seven items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before the world. One of them, we spoke a little bit about Gan Eden yesterday, one of them was Tshuva. Tshuva was created before the world. The Maharal uses this concept to answer up in a question of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda in Madura Kama Simin Lamed Hei asked the following question. He said the Derech Agav. He's not answering this in his Tshuva. But the question is, we know there's a concept of tshuva for all averus. Why doesn't tshuva work for chayvei mises bezdin? Let's say somebody, Rachmana Lislan, commits murder in 1 year, and with the edim and with asra and with all the detail, and then all of a sudden, before the edim get to come to court, he goes through a tshuva process, and he starts sitting and learning, and he starts giving staka, and he becomes the gadol hador. Comes the Gadol Hador, unbelievable. 10 years later, he's the Posek Hador. And then Edom come to court. And they testify about him. And with Asra and everything, so what's the halacha? We kill him. It's Chayiv Misa. Why doesn't Tshuva work for Chayiv Misa's Bezdin? That's the question of the Behuta, the power of Tshuva. Afim show Edom lobo lebezin shanim rabos, ubenkach asa zed Tshuva, v'harbi sigufim v'tanios la'imis, but he fasted and fasted and fasted. Yosef v'yosef v'tshuva samishkal, he did tremendous Tshuva, v'shuva achar kol ha'tshuva, bo Edom lebezin ve'idu, havadish she'in bezin mashkichan al Tshuvosav, v'sorfin v'soklin lefi onesh achet, hadar v'yipala. Given Shavadi at Shuva Moila, Vikvar Sara Vono, Vikhatosun is Kapra, right? He's already on Kapara, Lama Yumas. Ask the Noda Behuda, why doesn't Shuva work? Why doesn't Shuva work for Chavi Mises Bezdin? That's Noda Behuda in Seven Lamed Hey. So the Noda Behuda himself answers, Elavadai Gzeris Has Kosafi. It must be that Shuva doesn't work. Why? Doesn't really give a Svara. But it's just that if Shuva works, then the whole judicial system will fall apart. If everybody knows that they'll be able to do tshuva after their chayt of Mises Bezdin, so then their whole judicial system will fall apart. There won't be anything holding people back from committing the crime. Shomali kain butlu onshe Torah bechlalon. The ain adam she yumas bevezdim ki yomar chatasi v'hineni shav. That's it. So that's why it's just an impossibility, says the Noda Behuda. A second answer, the Chida suggests that tshuva is belayed. How could we be sure anybody does tshuva? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. We really know that if you do tshuva, if you act in a certain way, it seems to us that you do tshuva. If you're in the same exact circumstance and you don't commit the crime, but we don't know for sure. So says the Chida, right? Ilu yadu bezdin, really, maker adin, it could work. If bezdin really could read people's minds, yichol mepotro asbach tshuva sha'asa. Aval tshuva hu davar masu lelev, but tshuva is given to the heart, and if bezdin cannot read the heart. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can read the heart. Second approach. A third idea, before we get to the fourth and final one. A third idea suggested by the Maharal. The Maharal says, there's a big difference between bezdin shalmata and bezdin shalmala. Bezdin shalmala not only gives onshim, but gives schar also. Schar va'onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives out punishments and rewards. Bezdin shalmata only works through punishments. Right? When does bezdin shalmata, a policeman ever pull you over and say, wow, that was a great turn, he has $50. Right? And it's never happened. Right? Bezdin shalmata doesn't work, doesn't give rewards. Okay, there's certain laws, Good Samaritan law, we were talking a little bit about yesterday after Shir. But real maker, they only give punishments. Just laws, it's preventative. Preventative, so it's only los assays. Says the Maharal, tshuva is a mitzvah assay. You want to give credit for tshuva? Bezdin shalmata can't do that. That's not in their jurisdiction. Only bezdin shalmala could deal with tshuva. Fine. But the fourth and final answer, says the Noda Behuda, is tshuva doesn't make sense. Says the Maharal, tshuva doesn't make sense. Tshuva, after all, was created before the world, our Gemara. If tshuva was created before the world, how could you wipe out the past? How could you wipe out the past? You can't wipe out the past. Right, it happened. Okay, we could forgive you, but to say it's as if it never happened and the relationship is as it was, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kumi besulas Yisrael." It's like we're a besul again. It's like we never left him. So that is lamala menaseichal. That's it was created before the world. It doesn't go with under natural law, and therefore only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could use it. Not Bezdin Shalmata. Okay, those are four answers to that question. The fourth one being based on our Gemara. Okay, so now we continue. Second line on Lama Tesma base. Tanya. Biker cholim ein lashir. Biker cholim has no specific shear to it. My ein lashir. So what does ein lashir mean? Savar, so at least maximum. There's no maximum shear. Minimum, you might say. We mentioned yesterday what's included in biker cholim from some of the poskim. To go there more than through the telephone. So we said some poskim said it's not enough. So yesh lashir minimum, but ein lashir is talking about maximum. There's no shear maximum. So ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Sover Rav Yosef lameimar ein shear lamatan schara. Rav Yosef thought to say this means there's no shear for the schar you're going to get for biker cholim. There's no shear. So Amalei Abaye, is that true? V'chol mitzvos mi yesh mat shear lamatan scharan. What's unique about biker cholim? No mitzvah has we don't know the schar for any mitzvah. V'hatzanan, the Mishnah says, at the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, havi zahir b'mitzvah kalak v'achamura. One has to be careful regarding light mitzvos as well as stringent mitzvos. Why? She'en ata yodeh matan scharin shal mitzvah. So we don't know the schar. We don't know the schar for mitzvah. So what do you mean that, right? All the mitzvahs are infinite. Right? It's not just we don't know, but they're all tremendous. So what's unique about biker cholim? Again, the Shimon Kubetzes, I think, here and others point out the Gemara about the Kibbutz of Aim and Shiloh HaKan, one of the easiest, one of the hardest, has the same schar. Same schar, Richas Yamim. So how could you say you're going to weigh Mitzvah Kala and Mitzvah Chamura? So how could you say that? So the Gemara gives two answers. Ella Amru, we'll get back to the question though in a minute. Ella Amru Abaya, Afilu Gadol Eitzel Katan. What does it mean, Aim LaShir? There's no shir to who you have to do Biker Cholim to. Even if you are, quote unquote, a great noble person, and you have to go visit a lowly person in society, even Gadol Eitzel Katan, you go. There's no shear for Biker Cholim, that you're in a certain, you know, social level in society, and you're not going to go to somebody under you. I feel like Gadol Eitzel Katan, even somebody who's beneath you, still you go. The Shimon Kubetzes says, this is in contrast to Hashavas Aveda. There are limits to Hashavas Aveda. We know the Gemara says, V'hisalamta, you can turn away. Amim shatam zalem. Sometimes you can't turn away. Zokim vein alech v'chvodo. Right. Other cases, koin bebeis akvaris. Right. So there are cases that by Hashavas Aveda you do turn away. Afilu gadei zakatan says the Shita. Aval gadei Hashavas Aveda patra Torah zokim vein alech v'chvodo. Hachachayev shrei metzina b'kadosh baruch hu shebiker cholim. Because what's the source that even a gadei zakatan Hashem. Hashem went, as the Gemara in Sotah we mentioned yesterday, Tchziv, Ayira, I love Hashem, Be'lo Ne'im Amrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to visit Abraham. Tchziv, Achrei Hashem, Alkechem Teilechu, Acham Idosav Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Mevaker Cholim, Avatom Mevaker Cholim. So you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu went, so that's even Gadol Eitzel Katan. Shalmi Nedarim adds, not just in contrast to Hashem HaSaveda, but Biker Cholim is much different than Hashem HaSaveda. This is giving him life, as we're going to talk about soon. Hashem HaSaveda is giving him back his asset. But giving him life, you can't compare the two. Can't compare the two, and therefore it's a much higher level.
That's the source for refuah.
What?
Isn't that one of the sources for
refuah? One of the sources for refuah is that Gemara, Be'ilonim Amrei. Tomorrow, but we're going to talk more about what the Rambam says here about the source for a doctor's chiyuv to heal. Hashem Saveta, as we alluded to yesterday, why the Rambam doesn't speak about Rapi, we'll talk about tomorrow. Yeah, Hashem. Is it a mitzvah chiyuvis or chiyumis? So again, mitar raisa doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. We said yesterday, it's remes, v'yahatla recha kamocha, maybe it's included in, maybe it's chazal, and we're obligated, this is how you fulfill the daraisa of v'yahatla recha kamocha. If you have a chance to do biker cholim and you don't do it, is it a bitul asay? Could be. Do you have to know the cholim, meaning you have to wake up in the morning, I haven't done biker cholim in a long time, I'm just going to go to the hospital and visit someone. Again, it depends what you're doing, the rest of you doing the rest of the day. You know, if you're not doing anything that day, maybe, but if you're... Gadol Eitzel Katan, if you know the person, let's say. If you know the person. Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah in the Torah to do chesed?
Is there a mitzvah in the Torah to do chesed? So we mentioned from Rav Chaim Vital yesterday. That's more than V'yavtal Recha Kamocha. More than V'halachta B'drachav. There is a mitzvah to say to be like Hashem. That's counted as a mitzvah to say. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Al-Kecha is another one that you're not supposed to look after Hashem, but also to be Tamim, to act like Him. There are these, according to the Ramban, there are these general mitzvahs. The Rambam counts V'yalt V'lach V'zorachav also. But the Ramban adds in Kedoshim Tiyu, and V'yatzisa Yeshiva Tov. Right, so definitely included in those. They're covered. But there might be bases for what the Hakim Takim Imo, right, if you have to help out his animal, surely you have to help him out. Right, the Minchas Asher had 11 Makoros for Tzar Balei Chaim. So you can say, Kol Shekein.
culture came from Tzar Bala Chaim, if you have to make sure the animals are doing okay, you have to make sure your friends are doing okay. Right. Gemilas Chesed, you can't pin down unless it's Vatlo Echa Kamocha. A lot of mitzvahs might be based on that. There's no general mitzvah, be a good person. But there are a lot of mitzvahs that seem to be based on that idea. Okay. Lifnei Iver. There are mitzvahs that you could connect. Okay, let's continue. And the second answer given, what does it mean? In Lashir, Rava Amar, Afilo Me'a Pamim Bayom. Even 100 times a day. Even 100 times a day. There's no shir till how many times during the day. Period. What's a mitzvah? The Gemara here brought up the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Havizar b'mitzvah kala k'vachamura. So when we say kala and chamura, so the example that's mostly given is what I said before. Kibud avim kala. That's it's an important one, but it's not so hard. Chamura, maybe shiluach hakan, or the opposite. Shiluach hakan is the kala. What are you doing? You're showing away the bird. Kibud avim, that's chamur. Any other examples of kala and chamura? Says the Rambam. Pirshim Mishnayis there on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Says the Rambam, what's a mitzvah kala? Simchas haregel, lemidas lashon hakodesh. Speaking Hebrew. Lemidas lashon hakodesh, that's the Rambam. Kemitzvah, that's a mitzvah kala. She's bar lo chacham, but it's a mitzvah. Shechumrasa. She gedola, kemila vitzitzis vishchitas hapesach. Those are the chumras that he brings. Mila tzitzis, which isn't even a chiyuv that you have to do, as we mentioned, for various reasons. Visham sibazeh. And you got to do all of them. And then the Rambam talks about Mitzvah Aseh, Mitzvah Lo Aseh. But that's the Rambam's example of a Mitzvah Kala and a Mitzvah Chamur. Yeah.
What does Kala and Chamur mean?
Right. In people's view, it's not so what being happy on Yontif. Maybe subjectively, it's Kala and Chamura. Exactly. And Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, when they ask the guy what was the hardest mitzvah, they say, give me a test, and they say, sukkah. Right? And they kick the sukkah, they leave the sukkah. Sukkah is so hard. Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it very hot. But that's the symbol of, dafka, an easy mitzvah that you would say, the Gemara there uses the lashon of mitzvah kala. Mitzvah kala, yeshli, the sukkah shema, I'm going to give it to you. And they couldn't handle it. Right? Even a sukkah, mitzvah kala. Okay. Amrevich Acha Bar Chanina. Here we go. Famous line. Kalamavakar chola notel echan mishishim bitzairo. Or on the side, mecholyo. If you visit somebody who's sick, you take 1/60th of their illness. 1/60th. Omer le, imkein le, elon shisa velukma. So the obvious question, so why don't 60 people go in and heal him? Heal him. Let 60 people go in and fit the chol and heal him. Omer le, no. Ki isur yasa de beirabi. No, it doesn't mean 1/60th each person. It's like the 1/10th of Rebbe's house. The 1/10th of base Rebbe, which we had in Ksubis, we'll see again in a minute. Uba ben gilo. And it only applies to a ben gilo. So let's talk about each one. What's the Isur Yasa de Bei Rebbe? The Gemara explains. The Tanya. Rebbe Omer. Bas anizonis bi nechsei achin. We had in Ksubis that, let's say a man leaves a daughter and sons. So the sons get Yerusha. But the daughter gets a dowry. Before she gets married, she gets a dowry. So if there's a daughter amongst brothers, no telleth, Isur Nechasim. The daughter takes 1/10th of the properties to bring into the marriage when she's ready to get married. So Amru lo l'Rebbe, they said l'Rebbe, l'dvarecha, according to you, mishyesh lo eser banos, uben, if somebody has 10 daughters and a son, ain't lo l'ben v'vakam v'bas klum, or the daughters are going to get everything? Because it's 10 daughters. So you take one, everybody gets 1/10, the son gets nothing. So Amru lo, no, Rebbe says, no, you don't understand what I mean. Rishonu no tells isu nechasim, the first daughter to get married takes 1/10. At the moment that the first daughter is getting married, each daughter comes forward, and Shniya b'may Shashira, and the second daughter takes 1/10 of what's left. Shlish is b'may Shashira. The third one takes 1/10 of what's left. And then after each daughter takes 1/10 of what's left, then you put it all back in the pot, and then you split it equally amongst the daughters. But the important thing for us is that it's 1/10 of what's left. So too here, it's 1/60th of what's left. That's what happens, and that's why you can't just send in 60 people. What if it's mamish batzachas? They all say, get ready, get set. And they all go in at the same time. Again, we paskin EF shal etzam same. You know, you can't be so exact, and you can't do it. It'll still be 1/60th of what's left. That is regarding that. What is ben gilo? What does a ben gilo mean? So the Ran and the Rush both say, see the Ran, first wide line at the end, shenolad hamavaker b'mazalo shel chola. He's born under the same astrological sign. That's what it means, Ben Gilo. Being the born, so does that mean just the same month? Could have been that. Why we learned, if you're born under Madim, does it mean the day of the week? different astrological sign the other week, so we're not exactly sure what this means. That's why it doesn't seem to work always. That Ben Gilo, one, the Mefarish here says Ben Gilo, Bachur Kamoso Ozakin Lazakin. It just means the same age, Lavdavka, the same exact, the same astrological term. The Meiri here has a more rational approach to this. The Meiri says, "La'olam ye adam zaris b'mitzvahs biker cholam." B'bnei mevaker, if you visit someone, meiko b'chol yoshal chola. You're meiko on the chola. Derech ha'ara amru. There's a hint to this. Chazal said, "Kol mevaker z'chola, you're move 1/60th." What does it mean? B'nei gilo ratzal omar shebikuram arev alav. Ben gilo means somebody who you're happy that they're there. It's the visit is sweet to you. Shemitzad ha'na'asamayim chol yomeiko. They feel better. They feel better when somebody they like visits them. If somebody they're not interested, somebody have to know that if you visit somebody, it's a tircha for them. They just have to talk to you and they want to just sleep. But if somebody is happy about it, pamim shabiker sibas hahatzala lachola im bechachmaso im lekamasiba. Sometimes biker could really be hatzala sefashos. Okay, that is the Meiri. We'll get back to more Meiri. One other ha'ara. There are some that suggested, says the Ben Yehoyada, that when it says 1/60th, it means that 1/60th goes to the mevaker. Not just that it's removed, but it goes to the mevaker. So says the Ben Yehoyada, that's impossible. Except, well, we only talk about contagious illnesses here. You can't say 1/60th. You can't say that. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Eina kavana vadai. Vadai eina kavana sheze yikach echad mishishim min acholi lios nidbak bozeh mevaker. Deze yefshar lios b'teva. Number one, if you go visit somebody, you're going to get sick. Number one. Number two. Va'od mitzvahs biker chola mitzvahs yekarahi she echad mi advarim she ech adam ochav yirsei b'olam hazeh that can't give us olam haba ve'echi tachin she'elo hezek mizeh. Come on, shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei, one of the greatest mitzvahs. How can you say they get sick? You can't say that. Acha kavana. But it means because you go there, you feel pain, and when you feel pain, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's only supposed to be so much pain in the world. So if you're feeling pain, I'm going to take away some of his illness, and that's how it acts as a kapara and a hagana. But you can't say, says the Ben Yoyada, that the person gets 1/60th of the illness. Okay, let's continue. So Rev Chelbo Cholash. Rev Chelbo got sick. Nofak Achrus Rev Kahana. Rev Kahana got up and announced, Rev Chelbo Boish. Rev Chelbo is sick. Lo Deika. Lo ika de ka'asi. No one is coming to visit him. So amar lahu. And he says to the people around him, don't you know the story? Lo kacha yamaisa b'talmud echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva. One of Rabbi Akiva's talmidim. Shechala that got sick. Lo nichlus hachacham levakro. Nobody was going to visit him. So what happened? Nichlus Rabbi Akiva levakro. Rabbi Akiva got up to visit him. U'bishvil shekibdu v'ribtsu lefanav. And since they swept and cleaned before him, chaya. He got better. And who's the him here? They cleaned and swept before him. That's the machlokas. Shidu Kubestis has 2 days here. And there are the Mefarish and the Ran also have these days. Does it mean before him, before the chole? That was the first day in the Shita. Rabbi Akiva came into the room and he saw it was dirty, it was moldy. And he says, you think somebody could get better in this type of environment? So he told his Talmidim to sweep out before him the chole. To make it more hygienic in the room. And that's why he got sick. That's why he got better. And in that way, the avir was nizdakech. The air got purer. Early source for air purification methods. And it got better, number one. Number two is, Rabbi Akiva's coming. Got to make it clean for Rabbi Akiva. They cleaned before Rabbi Akiva, and really the chola got better. So either way, the him, 2 days in the Shita, who's the him? Rabbi Akiva or the Chol? Either way, he got better. So Amar Lei, so the Talmud says, Rabbi Hechisani. Rabbi, you've been mechayim me, you've made me alive. Yotzer Rabbi Akiva v'darash, Rabbi Akiva got up then and darshin, kol mi she'im mevaker cholim ki'ilu shofech damim. Anyone who's not mevaker cholim, he's shofech damim, right? Because it's like you're killing him. Because you have the chance to make him better, and you don't go, and therefore, it's as if you are killing him. Rama in Yoredeya in Shalom and Hay quotes that if it's you're not supposed to visit somebody you hate, or that hates you, because then they might think that you're being happy, and that's going to make it worse. Right? Usually, bigger cholas give the shofet dami. You might make it worse if you're a sone. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, unless he gives you permission, if you call up and he says, yeah, sure, come. So then you're allowed to go. But again, bigger cholam is to help the person get better. Kilu shofet damim is a pretty strong lashon. Kilu shofet damim. Sharman Siyana Balacha here quotes many examples where. If you have such a lashon, and it's derech guzma. It's derech guzma. It's an exaggeration to have such a lashon. But there is one example One example that he doesn't quote this one, but one example where we have such a lashon that it's not taken at least by the Rishonim, is not taken as an exaggeration. Tosfos and Sota Daf Yud. The Gemara there says, Noach lo la'adam sheyapil of atzmo l'to kivshon ha'esh v'al yam apnei chaveyo barabim. Says the Gemara, it's better to jump into a fiery furnace rather than to embarrass somebody in public. Right? You know that from
Tamar.
Tamar hosiyo v'tisareif. So the Gemara there says that, Kinemar Perakazov, as it says, Kol Yordan L'Gehenim, Olin Chus B'Sholsha, all Gehenimites get up from Gehenim at a certain point except for three. One of them if you embarrass somebody in public. So Tosfos quotes all of these days. But then Tosfos says, Asakasha, so why aren't there the big four and not the big three? Right? V'hai, why we say, if it's better to jump into a fiery furnace instead of embarrassing somebody, V'hai, v'nir, d'hai do l'chosh, v'had d'gimel aveir, she'in odu v'vnei pikuach nefesh, avodazor gilei reis v'shvich hazdamim, question mark. So according to the Shi'ar Mishan Balacha here, okay, it's lav dafka. Okay, jumping into a fiery furnace? Come on! That's like Peter Gacholim is killing someone. It's a guzma! It's an exaggeration! Tosa doesn't say that. Tosa says, okay, it only lists the big three, the varm hamufurash and bikra. The things you learn from a pasuk. That's why. Why? Mishum da averus albanas panim enim fureshes batora. V'lo nakat al averus amufurashos. Right, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Reis. Those are learned out from Beferish Psukim. Okay, Yehuda, Tamar. Okay, the Remes. But Lamaskana, Tosa says, there's the big four. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos differently. He writes that what? What's the other answer given? It's a told. It's included in Shvichas Damim. You embarrass somebody, they get red, they get white, whichever one. Shvichas Damim in some direction. So it is included. So that was not, that was taken literally. That was taken literally by the poskim. Habanas Pei Chaveros. Want to use this one or no? Right, so Habanas Pei Chaveros. So that's one that's taken literally. But here, if you have Makoros about the Guzma ones, Sharam Zeran Balacha here has that. Okay, says the Gemara. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Kolam Avaker Esachola. Anyone who visits a sick person, Gorim Lo Sheyichya, causes him to live. Kol Ein Sheyin Avaker Esachola, Gorim Lo Sheyamus. And if not, if you don't go visit him, you're causing him to die. So my grandma, how exactly? Is it because when you go visit someone, you are motivated to daven for them? You see them in their illness? And if you don't go visit somebody, then you just think that they're sick and forget about it. You're going to daven that they die. You're really going to daven that way? You're going to daven sheyamus? How could that be? So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. This is what is meant by that first line. Ella kol she'ein mevaker chole. If you don't go visit the sick, you're not going to daven at all. That's the problem. Ein mevaker shel rachamim lo she'yichye v'lo she'yamas. You're not going to daven that they live or die. That's the problem. We're not going to visit someone. When you go visit someone, you'll see exactly what they need and you'll be able to daven for them. Says the Ron here, top five Ron, in the famous Ron. So what do we have so far to review? We had Ron on Daf Ches about Talmud Torah. What do we have? What were the other runs that we had? We had the run about... What was the other one that we had? I'm going blank for a minute right now. Oh, we had the run of Daf Chavtes about Kiddushin, about being Mafka herself. And here's another one. Run of Daf Mem, about davening for someone when they're sick. Second line on top. Nira Be'ena Dehachi Kamar. What does it mean? If you don't go visit someone, then you're not going to daven for them at all, that they live or die? Because sometimes, says the run, is appropriate for daven for them to live, and sometimes it's appropriate to daven that they should not live. Somebody's extreme in his extreme pain. And he's not going to live. He's terminal and he's in extreme pain. The Ron Paskins, that one could daven sheyamus. What's his raya? Pshat of this Gemara, but also the Gemara we had at the end of Ksubis. Right? Remember, Kedamarina Berakanose, the Amse de Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe sees Rebbe is in extreme pain, he keeps running back and forth to the bathroom, and the Rabbanim are davening that he should live, and Amse de Rebbe wants, what does she do? She throws the shard, the glass down from the roof, they stop davening, boom, he dies. So you see from that Gemara that she did something. She did something to cause him, right, to get him to stop davening, because she was davening that she should die. That's what she thought would be the best. So that's the Ron. The big kasha is, do we pass him like the Ron? Do we pass him like, again, Rahman al-Islam, we should never be in such a circumstance. There are some poskim that say, maybe family members are different than non-family members. Family members can never pass him like the Ron. Can never pass him like the Ron. For a parent, a shanky non-family members. That's what some poskim say. Other poskim say that we don't, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Ron. No poskim quote the Ron. No worldly poskim quote the Ron. So it's an amazing Ron in the Beis Medrash. So, but poskim, some poskim say we don't pass him like Iran. The Tzitz Eliezer in that Ramat Rachel we mentioned yesterday. So we discussed this a little bit at the end of Ksubis. In Simon Hay of that piece, V'yishlohavin gam araya. What does the Ron quote? Araya from the Amsu Debei Rebbe? Hello, remember, says the Tzitz Eliezer, look in the story there. The Rabbeim, the Chachamim in that story, did not do like Amsu Debei Rebbe. So why do we pass him like her over them? That's a great kasha. Amsu Debei Rebbe broke the glass and then he died. But the Rabbanim were davening that he should live. So who says we pass him like Amsu Debei Rebbe? Harei me Rabbanim raila hefich. Shegam kshachola mispatel b'yisurim noroim vein takana l'refua b'derach ha-teva b'chol zos in lahafsik b'lavaki shalachola rach b'yishamayim. Asher li'pala mimenu davar. U'mikol shekin sh'asu l'spala l'hefa sh'yamus. What's the raya? What, that they were quiet afterwards? What do you mean? It was already finished. What were they supposed to say? They didn't hold like her. So who says that we are always supposed to paskin like them? So the Tzitz Eliezer does not support the Ran. That's the Tzitz Eliezer. But other poskim aren't so clear that we don't pass. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it beferish. The Shevet Alevi in Revozner and in Tshuva, we did not mention this one last time, in Chelek Yud, Simon, Reish, Tzadik, Beis, he acknowledges, Halacha Zulo Miskeres, Beposkim, V'yitachin Shidas Yechidi V'en Halacha Kein, it could be we don't pass in that way, Ella, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, it brings it Ladina, and I know that there are Rabbanim in that Gemara were against Amsa Derei Rebbe, but the Gemara in Adarim sounds like the Ran. That's our Gemara. And Vadei Mashma, but he ends off, De'ein Dover Zed Nimsar L'chol Adam. He says, whatever you do, we pass it that way or not, and this is the Yesod, it's not in a regular person's, a hediot person's decision making what to do. D'mi yodeya, b'kol mikre, in be'emes karz man shlo lehispalel, u'lohachi lomavim zeh poskim beferish. Maybe that's why poskim don't quote it. It's too scary of a halacha. You know, this is for the yechidei skula, they know this Ran, and they'll tell you what to do. But it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, v'kach shamati. That's what I've heard. Where do you ever have such halacha that's hard that's not brought down?
No.
Okay. You could just do nothing, but that's right. That's the Ron saying. That's what's bad. Not davening at all is what the Gemara says is a problem. You have to daven something. That's what it's suggested. You can have something right. Kadosh Baruch Hu does what's right. That's what you can do. Again, the Poskim discusses also. Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman both talk about this in the context of extending one's life. Using artificial methods to extend one's life. Not, again, we're not poskening anything here. You have to, every case has to be the poskei adar, you have to go ask. This is just what some of the poskim say about issues, but every case, Rahman al-Islam, is his own situation. If you have to extend someone's life, so we know we poskin that food and water and oxygen, that's not extending a person's life. That's their right as a human being, and you have to give it to them. You can never starve them. You can never stop oxygen. But what about other methods of extending certain medicines that giving them in terms of extending their life? So Rav Moshe Paskins in Choshen Mishpat in Chelek Beis Simon's this Ayin Gimel. Based on this Ran Lav Dafka that you have to do every single thing in your method processes that are not natural that you have to do everything. This is the DNR sugya. Someone's never going to get better according to natural means. Give certain medicines to elongate his life. Kamoshu nimsa atabi yisurin ein litein lo mine refuos el yanichem kamoshahem. As some poskim say, there are impediments to life and there are impediments to death. Right, and therefore the case in the Shulchan Aruch about stopping a wood chopper outside so a person could die, benachas ubeshava, you're not letting the neshama go. This is the Gedolia post we have to figure out the exact details of every case. But that's what Moshe says. You're not obligated to do superhuman things for each case. You can't give him medicine, Rachman al-San, the other way. Right, to die. That's for sure, that's murder. But to be Sheva Altaseb, there is a little more flexibility. That's Rav Moshe. And on the other hand, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman in Simon Sadik Aleph and Mincha Shlomo, who says, no, even if you pass it like the Ran, as you're davening Sheyamus, you have to give medicine Sheyichya. The same time. Even if a person's in the state
that we paskin like the Ron, says our Shlomo Zalman. Mikal makom gam ba'osa shashim evakishim ispalo l'Hashem shachol yamus gam keim chayev lehis asik b'hatzalaso ulechal olav Shabbos afilu kama pa'amin. So we pass on like the Ran b'tfila, but we don't pass on like the Ran b'refua, b'trufos. Again, we're not paskining in any case here. We're just mentioning some words of the Gdoli Aposkim that the modern Gdoli Aposkim have to use in order to determine in these very difficult situations, Hashem Yirachei. Okay, so let's continue now. Rava Yom Kadmo D'Cholish. Rava, on the first day that he always got sick, Amar Lahoni used to tell people, Lo Tigli Inish. Don't tell people that I'm sick. Dulo lisra mazle. So I don't have bad mazel. What does that mean exactly? Let's just finish the line and then we'll come back to that. Mikan ve'elach. After the first day, amalun puka bachriza b'shuka. Go, and after the first day, he was still sick. He said to his attendants, you know, go announce that I'm sick. To call the sunny lay lichti lay. So therefore, whoever hates me, says Rava. I guess Rava had sown him. Whoever hates me could be happy about it, and then they'll get punished for that. Fiksib bid follow yifchal tismach. The Pasuk says, you know, you can't be happy at the downfall of your enemy. So whoever is happy about it will get punished. And the Rashi and Brachas, where this Gemara also comes up, says, and Hashem will see that they're happy and he's going to make me better because of that. Right? So that's, so go announce it. V'chulu udurachim li, and the ones who love me, libayel arachim, will start davening for me. What does it mean that the first day he didn't want Rea Mazle? He didn't want people knowing about it? So the Mefarish says that on top, fourth line, the Dilma Mistsalna Walter. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe he's not really sick. Maybe he just has a cold. He's gonna get better. Day number one. Number two, Inami, Dilolishta Emili Ilave. So they don't say things about me. What does that mean? The Rush expands on this a little more. The Rush on the second wide line of the Rush. When a person ends up getting sick, it's a Shas Sakana in Shamayim, and he's being Don, and therefore people who don't like him might like be able to like tip the scales a little bit. So he didn't want people to know about it right at the beginning. Once he's sick, he's sick. But he didn't want people to know about it at that time. 2 days, the Mefarish and the Rush. The Marsha here quotes, no, a different din. Al tiftach pel satan. Before a person's sick, really, you know, you don't want to brisk krusel esvatayim as we've had in the past. You don't want to acknowledge that state. Interesting. I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, in the Chelek Aleph, the newest one that came out, he quotes, and I looked in a lot of Siddurim last night. Nobody has it, or I should say, everyone has it. We know there's a concept of davening for a chola, making b'shaberach for a chola, and we mentioned in this Gemara that part of the kiyum of bikur cholim is davening for a chola, family or non-family member, either one. But says the Piskei Tshuvos, quoting here from the Darkei Chaim B'Shalom, V'nachon shelo lomar b'tfila zu hu yivarech v'yirapes achole .. Don't call him a chola, says this Sefer. Based on this Gemara, lo lisra mazle, don't call him a chola. Kadesh lo lahachziko l'kaimo b'cheskas chola. You keep calling him chola, 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 chola. Hu yivarech v'yirapes es. Just say the name. Don't say chola. Avol yachol l'sayim b'tok sh'ar chola yisrael k'nahug. That's what he quotes. I looked in 10 Siddurim last night, they all have chola. I don't know, I looked in the old Otsar Tfilas, it has chola too. I don't know if there's other gersos anywhere that leave out that word. Yivarech yirapa es, just saying the words, but interesting, there's a minog here, quoted of not saying chola, because that is, based on our Gemara, that it's already labeling the person, and therefore you don't want to label the person. You want to have Kadosh Baruch Hu barapa this person, but don't call him a chola. Anyway, that's the, anybody has heard anything about that, feel free to comment. But that's the Amina quoted in the Piskei Tshuvos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Kol Mavakar Es Achola Nitzol Medina Shel Gehenim. Anyone who's Mavakar Chola is safe from Gehenim. Shneamar Ashrei Maskil El Dal. Praiseworthy is the one who thinks about the dull, the poor, the sick person. B'yom Ra'ayim Al Tei Hashem. On the day of his evil, on the day of Ra'a, which is a remiss to Gehenim, Hashem will save him. So the Gemara darshes. Ein dal el achola. Dal means chola shenemar midala yivatzeini. Hashem saved me from dala. Dala means being sick. Inami minadin kro. Or from this pasuk. Matu atakacha dal ben amelach baboker baboker vegomer. Where's that pasuk? By Amnon and Tamar. Where Amnon is all upset, and his friend comes over to him and says, Amnon, why are you so upset? You look sick. So he says, you know, I want my sister, but why do you look? The son of the Melech, Baboker, Baboker. So you see, Dal means sick. Ein ra'a Gehenim, and ra'a refers to Gehenim. Shneimar kapal Hashem l'manehu v'gam rashal yom ra'a. So you see, ra'a is a reference to Gehenim. V'im biker mascharo, and if you visit him, what's your schar? Mascharo, what do you mean, what's your schar? K'da amr, and he said, we do this a Gehenim. You can save from Gehenim. So what do you mean, what's your schar? That's the schar. Ela mascharo b'olam hazeh. No, what's your schar in olam hazeh? Hashem, what's your name? Hashem, the following. Hashem, Yishmerehu, V'yichayehu, V'ushar Ba'aretz. Hashem will guard you and make you live, and you'll be lucky and fortunate in the land. Hashem won't give you to your enemies. Hashem, Yishmerehu Mi'etzer Hara, guard you from the Yetzer Hara. V'yichayehu Min HaYisurin, and he'll give you life from Yisurin. V'ushar Ba'aretz, you Yehu Kol Meschabdim Bo, and you'll have Osher in the land that everybody will be Meschabed in you. You should have friends like Kinaaman, Sheripu Asarato. You should have friends like Naaman had that healed his Saras. Who was Naaman? Naaman was a non-Jewish king who had Saras. He came to Elisha, and Elisha said, he didn't even go out to him. He was very upset. Elisha didn't go out to meet him. Elisha sent out a servant to Naaman and said, hey Naaman, go jump in the lake 7 times and you'll get better. And Naaman's all upset. He didn't come out to me. What's going on? So the servants of Naaman said, you know what? It doesn't hurt. Go jump in the lake 7 times. And it worked. And it worked. So Naaman had good friends. So that's what it means here. Kireyim. So who are the Reyim? So Pashas, it means the friends of Naaman, the servants of Naaman. So the Mefarish here says it means Elisha. It means Elisha. That's a little Tzarach Ian that some of the Mefarishim say. What do you mean? Elisha was his friend? Elisha Dafka didn't go out. But the Mefarish says in the third skinny line, Shiripum is Zarata going, Elisha, Davi Navi Vizakim, Visiu Eitzala Naaman. But either way, that's the Naaman had someone that helped him out. And don't have friends like Rechavam, Shechilku as Balchuso. Rechavam's friends, Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, advised him to make taxes higher and be very strict on the people, and in that way led to the splitting of the Malchus. The Marsha says, why does Biker Cholim get Schar Ba'olam Hazeh? We don't deal with Schar with Olam Hazeh, because Mida Keneged Mida. You help the person feel better in Olam Hazeh. So the Marsha says, you have to get something in Olam Hazeh also. So that's the Mida Keneged Mida of Biger Cholim. Tanya. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yom Rilecha Yeladim B'nei V'Zakenim Sesar, Shema L'Zakenim Al Teshpele Yeladim. If young children tell you to build something, and the elders tell you to demolish something, listen to the elders and not to the kids, right? The ones who are more experienced. Shebinyan Yeladim, Stira V'Stira Zakenim Binyan. Because the suggestion of building by younger children is a destruction, really, and the destruction of Zakenim is like a binyan. The Marsha says you'll have a mashal, let's say you have a house. And you decide to build an attic on your house. So the Yeladim will tell you, hey, build an attic. Wonderful, amazing. And the Zakenim will tell you, no, you got to knock down the first floor because it's not strong enough to hold up. You have to knock it down and build a stronger first floor. So in that case, if you listen to the Zakenim of the steer of the Zakenim, that's really the binyan. If you listen to the Yeladim, you just build a second floor, it's going to fall down. That's really a steer. The similar davar, how do you know? Rechavam and Shlomo, that's the simin. Why, as I mentioned before, Rechavam wasn't sure when the people came to him and said, can you make the taxes a little lower? By your father Shlomo, we had to pay a lot of taxes because we had to support the Beis HaMikdash. But, you know, now it's built, so could you make taxes a little lower? So Rechavam asks the Zakenim, and they say, yeah, make them lower. That way your malchut, they'll be on your good side, right? Promise a lot of things during your becoming the king. And then the Yeladim, he says, no, be strong on them. Be harsh on them. And because he listened to the Yeladim, the malchus was split. Amr if Shisha Breder Avidi, Lo Lisod Inish Kitsira, Lo Betzla Shoy Kamaisa, Kadmaisa, Lo Betzla Shoy Basraisa, the Yoma. Don't visit someone in the first 3 or last 3 hours of the day. When you do a Biker Cholim, you got to go in the middle of the day. Because you're not going to daven properly if you go too early or too late. Why? Right in the morning, people sometimes usually look better than they really are. They just woke up, they had a night's sleep, so you're not going to daven properly for them. You're not going to be so inspired to daven for them. And at the end of the day, they're already exhausted and they look terrible. And the Ron says, you're not going to daven, you're going to think it's all over. You're going to think they don't have hope. So either with Mimanafshach, you're not going to daven properly. So you got to go right in the middle. The Rambam, for some reason, when he quotes his Gemara in Hilchas Avel, don't go in the first 3 to the last 3 days, the Rambam says, because that's when the doctors take care of the patient. The beginning of the day, they go in the middle of the day. So sorry, the Radvaz deals with why the Rambam changed the reason of the Gemara. So the Radvaz just has 2 words. Why the Rambam changed the reason? Because Rabbeinu Chidesh Tamacher, Lefi B'kiyuso B'chaloim. Rambam knows, he's a doctor. Right? The Rambam knows, that's why he changed it. Okay. There's a discussion about nafkaminas between the Rambam's reason and the Gemara's reason. Amar. So we see, by the way, Lamaisa, from this Gemara, as we've said a number of times already on the daf, davening is part of the
part of the chiyuv of Bikur Cholim. The Poskim pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and the Isha Yisrael also, when he deals with this, we know that this is the basis for the minhag of adding in names to our Shmoneh Esrei to daven for. So in Shomei Tefillah, there's no issue. There are some poskim that suggest that in Rifa'enu, in the section where one could add, one's only allowed to add a family member. Because that's Bakashas Yachid. Right? Those middle brachas, that's for the Yachid. So you only add family members, but not others. We don't poskim that way. The Mishnah Berurah and the Isha Yisrael both say that, because the Mishnah Berurah, that you're allowed to daven for anybody. Any person you're allowed to, right? Because Rishon Mazalman, Rasharlis Palo, Rabracha Zu, Gam Al Chola, She'eno Me'an She'beso, Velo Nechshav Kesarchi Rabim, right? Anyone you it could add into Rafa'enu, because that's part of the Kiyum of Bikur Chol. Amar Rabin, Amar Rabin, Amar Shekosh Baruch Hu Donos Chola, how do you know that Hashem sustains the Chola? She'ne'emar Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Tavoy, Bechomer. Amar Rabin, Amar Rabin, Amar Shekhinah Shuru Lamala, Mimitas Shechola, how do you know the Shekhinah is above the bed of the Chola? She'ne'emar Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Tavoy. Same pasuk. Tani Nami Hachi, also, Hanichos Levakras Chola. If you go visit the Chola, Lo Yeshi, Lo Agabi Amita, you can't sit on the bed of the Chola, as we mentioned yesterday, Lo Agabi Safso, Lo Agabi Kisei, you can't sit on any of the bed, the benches, or the chair. Why? The Ron explains, because that's only when the chol is on the floor. But if the chol is on a bed, you can sit on the bed as long as you're not above. Ella, what do you have to do? Misatef v'yoshiv al gabi karka. You have to clothe yourself and sit on the floor if the chol is on the floor. Because the shechina is right there. Shemar Hashem yisadenu al eres davoy. It says misatef here. Usually misatef means talus. Right, it said the Shulchan Aruch quotes, based on the Gemara, a dayan has to be misatef when he judges. But do any of us put on our talus when we go to the hospital and visit someone? Misatef. So Tzitz Eliezer in that same piece quotes some poskim that say, yeah, you need ituf. But then he quotes, most poskim say, no, this here misatef just means dressing appropriately and dressing in a mechubad way to go be in the room with the Shekhinah. Because it's misatef here, we should get the tam adavar for the misatef. Where's my Tzitz Eliezer? Not sure. Says in Tzitz Eliezer, we should be misatef. That's to teach us that when we go visit a chola, we should realize we should sit there with Eman, Yira, and Pachad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the room with us. That's what it means, misatef. Don't have to take this literally, that it means itaf. Ela al ofi ritziniyut ha-yeshiva shel ha-adam, kishel ha-atzmo, shu bekovid rosh haroi. You have to sit properly in the room. Okay, period. Okay, now we get back to, we quote something from out of left field a little bit. Same name, use 3 minutes on Hilchas Mikvaos. Amar Rav. Mitra b'mar Rav asada Rabba pras. If the Euphrates is huge, right? If there's a lot of water in the Euphrates, that's a simon that has rained in Israel. It was rained in Israel because that's what the source for the Euphrates says. Rav, and therefore it's a lot of rainwater. L'may nafkamina as follows. There are two places that one could go be tovel in a source of water. In a water source, you could be tovel, either in a mikvah or a mayan. A mayan, a spring, one is allowed to be tovel in as long as it's zochlin, moving, like a river. A mikvah, mostly made out of rainwater, you can be tovel in if it's ashborin, not moving. So says Rav, when the Euphrates has a lot of water in it, then you know it's from the rainwater in Israel, and therefore you can't be tovel in this right now. Because you know it's mostly rainwater. You know this is mostly rainwater, and that's why it's zochlin, it's moving. Rainwater only works ashborin when it's not moving. So that's the halacha that Rav's teaching me. When it's the Euphrates has a lot of water in it, don't be tovel in it. Upliqa to Shmuel, and he argues on Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Nara mikipe misparech. No! A river, even when there's a lot of rainwater, that just really, it gets most of the water, that the level that goes up, comes from beneath. Comes from the bedrock, comes from underneath. We keep him as barech. And the right here quotes the Gemara in Tainus that we had. Whenever it rains, two-thirds water, one-third comes from above and two-thirds really come from below. The waters meet each other. So says the Shmuel, you don't have to worry about anything. Even if there's a lot of water, it's coming from beneath it, not from the rain. Upliga the Shmuel. And Shmuel, there's a stira within Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel himself also says, Eina mayim matayr bezochlin. Water is not matayr when it is flowing. Ela pras biyomei tishrei bilvad. The only time, even though Shmuel said earlier, don't worry about things, this Shmuel says, no, the only time you can be tovel in a river is in the Euphrates in Tishrei. Tishrei is a very dry season, right? It's the end of the summer. So that's the only time you can be tovel in the Euphrates. Other than that, you have to be worried there's rainwater in there.
What do you mean? Shmuel just said before it comes from below. That's a steer in Shmuel. Steer in Shmuel, he only pras in the Yomi Tishrei Bovad. Avua de Shmuel ava lahon mikvos labante biyomi Nisan umafsi biyomi Tishrei. The father of Shmuel used to build mikvos for his daughters in the days of Nisan, the springtime when all the snow is melting and there's a lot of rainwater. So Avua de Shmuel was very worried about the rainwater. So he built separate mikvos for his daughters during the rainy season, or when the rain was the snow was melting, umasi biyomi Tishrei. And in Tishrei, when he would allow them to go into the river, because it's mostly non-rain order, he built them nets because he's worried about chatzitza. He's worried about the mud getting stuck in their toes. So therefore, he built them nets biyomi Tishrei. This is a major machlokes in terms of what we paskin. That's what this whole huge Ron is here for. The Ron, by the way, goes all the way to the bottom of Amud Aleph on the next Amud. So the Ron, do we paskin like Shmuel or Avu de Shmuel? Many poskin paskin like Shmuel, like Shmuel and the second Shmuel and Avu de Shmuel. So you shouldn't look at Chila B'Tovel in the rivers because you have to be choshes for rainwater, especially at certain seasons. Rabbeinu Tam paskins like the first Shmuel, Shmuel though, and that is all year. You don't have to worry about it because it's Mikipe Mizbarach. And that's the Machlokes Mechaber and the Ramah. In Hilchos Mikvos and Reish Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Mechaber, and the Ramah Paskins like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rov Rishonim, and the Ramah Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, that rivers any time. Maybe we'll mention 2 minutes at the beginning of tomorrow's year about being toveling in oceans and in rivers, and then Hashem we will continue. Okay.